I'm putting down a marker to the minister and to the government that there should be hands off Donegal. We've waited long enough for the developments in the community hospitals. Funding has been provided from a number of them, but there's no funding actually provided yet for St. Joseph's and Remelton. We were told that it was on course, but each time I ask a question, they tell me it has to come out of the existing budget. So I'm flagging it now. I'm also concerned, of course, about the future of Lifford. There was a meeting there at the weekend, and they're anxious that they will be considered for funding post-2021.
And indeed, Lifford could be an even more difficult situation, because in the case of St. Joseph's and Remelton, it's works which are necessary in existing premises to bring them up to HICWA standards. In the case of Lifford, it's a proposed new development on a greenfield site.
Well, it's 2021, and this is as a result of the Ratican report. And I've asked by way of parliamentary question this week for a copy of the Ratican report, and then we'll be able to pursue this further. However, Lifford is very much on our agenda, as well as Ballybuffet and Remelton. We're not going to accept any cuts, and indeed I know that the cancer care organisations are also somewhat worried as well, but we're having a meeting with the Minister in March, and hopefully we'll get clarification then.
The reality of it is, what you're saying here is being echoed up and down the country. I've no doubt in the South East it's hands off Waterford, hands off Tipperary. In the West it's hands off Ennis, hands off Limerick, hands off Galway. The message that you're sending, the message that DACC and others are sending, is exactly the same message that's going to come from every corner in the country. Can you make an argument to government, an argument to Simon Harris, an argument to the Department of Health, that Donegal is indeed different?
Yeah, we have had numerous meetings. This has been raised on numerous occasions. We had a few false starts, even when Minister Daly came to Ballybuffet. So I think that we have the competitive edge, and if any projects are to proceed, these projects, I think it's now about 3 years exactly, possibly to the week, when we had that march in Ballybuffet, when there was a turnout from all parts of the county, and the people had spoken then. And while I don't want to be scaremongering, I want to protect these projects for my own county.